Welcome to Talks from the Bible. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. Proverbs 13:7. Are we truly aware of the wealth that we have in Christ Jesus? We through Christ are the heirs of promise. And if Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise, Galatians 3:29. God, through the seed of Abraham, would bless all nations. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom ye believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which is spoken, so shall thy seed be. Romans 4:17-18. We have God's amazing grace and abundant love bestowed upon us. But God, who is rich in mercy for the great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Ephesians 2:4-5. We are known as the sons of God. And yet we who are truly blessed may not understand the wealth which we possess. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9. We sometimes grumble. Remember the Israelites? We sometimes doubt. We sometimes fear. We who are to be separated from the world still cling to the world. We are admonished to trust not in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. 1 Timothy 6:17-19. We who have died to the world still hope to find happiness and satisfaction in the world. And when we find ourselves lacking the earthly wealth, we mourn our poverty. We, the rich, may see ourselves as poor. Our wealth is in the unseen. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Our wealth of poverty is not in this world, but the world to come. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of your calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Ephesians 1:18. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.